Hey everybody, welcome to Spirit Connection. Doug Addison here. It's April 3rd, 2019, and I have a prophetic word for the month and also some other things that's going to really help you. We do this the first Wednesday of every month. You can catch us live or the replay. But right now, I just want to bring things into alignment with what God's doing. So Lord, we thank you that you're opening up the heavens right now. Even on the internet, no matter how we connect, it doesn't matter because you're outside of time. We ask now, Lord, that you would align us on earth as it is in heaven. Open up the spiritual realm. I pray right now for the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of understanding and wisdom to flow in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you can type in your questions if you're joining us live. And I'm going to do a shorter Q&A today. But we also track your questions so that we can come back to them later. And this month, it's going to be a turning point for many people. And I really believe that you're going to see some breakthroughs that you've been waiting for. And you can catch me, by the way, DougAddison.com is my website. You can follow me on the Daily Prophetic Word, hashtag Daily Prophetic. Get it delivered to your email box. That's what I do. A lot of people do. Also, we've got the brand new Doug Addison app. You can get it on for your iPhone or your Android. Just go to the App Store, Apple, or the Google Play Store, and you can get the free app that has daily prophetic words and all my videos. If you're trying to take a, like I encourage people to take a, a break from negativity, believe me, my app is a negative-free zone. You could even go on a media fast or social media fast and still be connected with what's going on with the prophetic. You don't want to miss a word because there's a lot going on right now. So I'm excited for what God's doing right now. This month is going to be a turning point that many people have been waiting. And things that have already been released from heaven about your situation, and you're going to start seeing it start to play out as the month progresses. Colossians 3:2 is a really important verse for this month. Set your minds on the things that are above and not on earthly things. We're in a time right now that we need to renew our minds through the Holy Spirit. It's very important not to think logically. The Lord is moving beyond natural thoughts, and He wants to actually turn your mind into a connection with heaven right now. And you'll have to step out of your natural thinking to get that. It's important to come into agreement with the plans and the thoughts of the Lord for you, because they are higher than our own. My thoughts are not your thoughts. The Lord says, my ways are not your ways. But remember, we can have the mind of Christ, Paul says. So we need to get into that. And I got this word from the Lord. He says, watch this month. He's sending the spirit of wisdom and instructions from heaven. The spirit of wisdom is going to be released, and it's going to allow you to come into agreement with the Lord's plans that are being opened, started this month. It's a greater level that's going to start being poured out. And listen, there are gold mines that are going to open in your mind this month. The gold mines that are going to be opened. The Lord says that wisdom is like gold, Proverbs 16:16. But how much more better is wisdom than gold, than insight, than silver? And the true riches, the true gold is found in the spirit of wisdom. God says this, that he's renewing your natural mind. He's going to make it a gold mine, M-I-N-D. He's going to make the mine a mind, as a play on words. But the spirit of wisdom will give you the understanding into the things, into the prophetic words, the promises, what's now, what's from later. It will allow you to know what to apply to your situation right now, because the time and seasons are changing. And things will suddenly make sense as the light of the Lord will come in to your mind. And we're praying and singing in the Spirit. It's really important right now to activate this. Don't just sit down and think about it. Just pray in the Spirit, whatever that means to you, whether it's tongues or just praying in a way, that's outside of your natural understanding. You ask God to pray, to open things up to you. So Lord, open the gold mines right now also 3 months, for the next 3 months, we're going to see a radical amount of healing. God's going to heal something. Ecclesiastes 9:4, anyone who is among the living has hope. Well, guess what? If you're alive right now, my goodness, you have hope because you've passed the test. The test God's been putting us through is to stay alive and to be ready for what he's doing. He's releasing something new right now. So for the next 90 days, expect God to bring healing in several areas of your life. But the three that I saw him doing is broken hearts, broken dreams, and broken hopes. And there's a lot of that going on right now. So if you've experienced losses in any way, in any of these things, if you've seen repeated attack of the enemy in all of these areas or any of them, then I have some good news from the Lord. He's going to heal you. He's going to bring this time that the enemy is, he is intended for evil. It's now going to be turned around for good. Well, first of all, Psalm 34, verse 17, I believe it is the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Wow, you want to decree this verse right now for the month because this is what God's doing. He's close to the brokenhearted. He's now healing those who have been crushed in spirit. And so if you've grown weary from the battles, get ready to really receive a deeper level of healing from God. But you know what? These difficult times have been part of the preparation. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in just a little bit. Even though it's been difficult, it's part of what God's doing. He's pouring something out new and expect to see that broken heart healed. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, right? But these longing fulfilled are about to really change radically over you. The second thing that he's going to be healing in the next 3 months, by the way, it's not limited to 3 months, but the God's outside of time, but you're going to see an acceleration in the area of broken dreams. Proverbs 23:18, surely there is a future and there is a hope that will not be cut off. God is saying this. He's not going to cut your hope off. He's breaking now hopelessness and he's doing something new. You're going to see it happen. I'm so excited about this because I've had to walk through this over myself over the last few years. God is healing those who've lost their hopes or had their dreams dashed. And it's a time to stand in faith with God as he's right there with you no matter what it looks like. Healing of the past is going to really clear the way for your future. And it's real important to take some time over the next 3 months especially and get ready for this. Also, healing of broken hope or hopelessness. That's Psalm 25:3. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame. My goodness, I would decree these verses. That means just pray them. I'd get a hold of these verses and be, if you're suffering from any of these areas, begin to pray them each day and watch God open the heavens over you. Watch him bring accelerated healing. God is healing people whose hopes have been deferred. He's actually causing things to line up right now for your benefit. And the Lord's going to renew your healing of your broken heart, broken dreams, healing hopelessness, and watch for supernatural intervention from the Lord in many of your areas of your life right now, especially these three. I want to tell you that it took me pretty much 7 years to get through this. 7 years ago, it was December, right around December 2012, and I wrote in my journal some things, and the Lord just showed me this, is that he was calling me to something new, and I had a broken heart, and I had gone through a lot of deaths in my family, and there was a lot of stuff going on, and I walked through some afflictions, but I was a living prophetic word, and what took me 7 years to walk through and to step into God's wholeness right now, I'm fully healed, I'm fully restored, my mind is at a place, my body feels better than, I'm 60 now, but the Lord's doing something new. I'm saying to you right now, I'm going to release this anointing. What took me 7 years to do, you could do in less than 90 days. That's what he said. There's going to be an accelerated healing. There's going to be a release in your life over these things. So Lord, I pray for that. Open up the hope, the broken hearts, the broken dreams, and the broken hope. I pray right now, what took me 7 years, you said that it would be an accelerated healing. So I impart that right now, that anointing, the ability to know where to go, what to do, in Jesus' name. Watch this. It's going to be a lot of fun. God's also bringing the wind of change angel. Isaiah 135:17, verse 7. He brings out the wind from the storehouses. Each year, I see a major angel that comes from heaven. Actually, 2012, interesting, that was the 7 years ago when I went into this healing of hopelessness. But in 2012 was the first year that I saw the wind of change angel. This is not winds of change. The winds of change is a different angel. This particular angel comes with like a straight line wind, like a blast from heaven that blows things into place. And I started seeing it for the first time in 2012. In Colorado, and every year since then, the wind of change comes right around for us in the United States, springtime. I don't know, could be different in different areas of the world, but I'm seeing it happen right now. It's not limited to where I am. It's not limited at all that it comes. And last year I saw it in December. This year, it's starting in April. The Lord uses his angel to reveal what's beneath the surface of things. He's using it to heal, to cause things to move into place quickly. So during the time that God's doing an accelerated healing in this area of hope deferred and hopelessness and broken dreams, he's also bringing the wind of change angel. So you're in a time of convergence from heaven, where these were two major things happen, two or more major things happen at the same time. And God's going to use this right now. And so expect rapid alignment, realignment. Now, this word is not for this part is not for everyone about moving, but you'll see relocations. You'll see changes in jobs and living situation as the wind from heaven. This wind of change angel comes and blows throughout the month of April. And this year, it's going to bring repayment from the storehouses. That's why I saw that Psalm, when I first saw the wind of change angel, Psalm 135:7, this year, the Lord says he's releasing the repayment from the storehouses of heaven. Losses and injustices that's happened to you over the last 3 or more years. Some people, it's 7 years. We're going to start getting amazing revelation, realignment, reassignments come during this change right now. So Lord, we pray to come into agreement with the wind of change angel. And we pray that we come into agreement with you, Lord, with the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we ask that you would align things right now in Jesus' name. Wow, this is going to be an exciting time. You know, last month I released a prophetic word on my Spirit Connection webcast for March of 2019, in case you didn't catch it. It's called The Global Revival Angel Released. And it's about the Amy Simple McPherson angel. Now, she was one of the most amazing revivalists of, started right around 1917. Through the 30s, but right around 1917, 1920 or so, in Los Angeles, she had the Angelus Temple, and there was some powerful things that got released. And so I had seen this this angel of hers, so she had an international ministry, even back then, the first radio station, lots of powerful things with this woman who's now in heaven, of course. But I released this prophetic word that last month. I want you to listen to it in case you haven't heard it, about the angel, the global revival angel of Amy Simple McPherson. I kept seeing it chained up. And, you know, I live here in L.A. and I'm part of, ministering behind the scenes, opening the heavens, keeping them open over Hollywood and doing things here covertly. But I kept seeing that angel chained up since I've been here. And I didn't know how to get it unchained or anything. I didn't have an assignment to. But then guess what? The last month, the night of March 6th, the night of the Spirit Connection webcast. And the reason I couldn't go live, I had to do a taped version. I couldn't go live is because that angel got released that morning, that right during that time, and it was in a massive storm in the spiritual realm and in the night sky. And if you look it up, in case you didn't know about it, it was a huge lightning storm over Los Angeles in Southern California. It took place March 6th. That was the night that I released the prophetic word about the global revival angel. But what I didn't know when I had released it, I just knew that I'd been part of, you know, the Lord gave me a key and I went and unlocked it. And then I didn't know this till a little bit later, but it was the lightning storm was because Michael the Archangel came and released this global revival angel back into heaven that had been held down. I tell you, I kid you not, that's why look at it. Look it up on March 6th. Just type in, if you haven't seen it, huge lightning storm over Los Angeles and Southern California, you'll see that this was actually from that battle that I didn't even know that Michael had come in yet when I recorded last month. So you can listen to this again and you'll know now that we're about to see some things. Amazing things take place. And the Lord said that this angel went back into heaven to be retrofitted, to be updated, whatever's going to happen. I don't know. But he said on May 5th, 2019, we're going to see the angel come back and we're going to see something shift. And also, Todd Bentley and I are doing Revival Harvest America meeting in August at the Angelus Temple. So you'll want to check that out and come and be part of what we're doing, outreaches, meetings. We're going to open the heavens here and other ministries. If you want to be involved, just go to my website or Todd, go to my website under the events area. You'll see a link to it. DougAddison.com/events. I just didn't want to give you the wrong link if I sent you to Todd's. But anyway, we're excited about it. All this came down, by the way, with the angel on the week of my birthday, March 8th, I turned 60. And a lot of people have been prophesying over me, including James Gall, a really great friend of mine, who said that when you turn 60, the purposes of your life are going to start to take place. And that happened the week of that angel that angel got released last month. And also, I had been given a certificate of graduation from the School of Evangelism from A.B. Simple McPherson from 1930. And it was Todd Bentley had this, one of our intercessors, I guess, this older woman, and it had it. It was one of the last few, and it didn't have anyone's name on it, but I had seen it in a vision. Todd gave it to me. He didn't even know this. I had a vision that she gave me a certificate, a golden certificate, and it was, I tell you, this was there's so much prophetic around this. And so last month, when I looked at it again, and on March 8th was my birthday, and I had just gotten it that week. It was signed by Amy Simple McPherson in 1930. I think it was June 28th, 1930. It was 88 years, 8 months, and 8 days after she signed that in Los Angeles that it was given to me as a birthday present on March 8th. And I'm just saying, wow, there's something going on here. I'm not the only one. I'm not like I'm holding anything. I'm just a sign and a wonder of something that's great, something amazing that's coming from the Lord, and we're going to see it. So check that out and be praying for us here. Also, here's some more of the prophetic word for this month. We've been in a 3-year preparation time. Isaiah 21:10, my people were crushed on the threshing floor. So many people have gone through a time of deeper healing, of crushing of your soul for the last 3 years. I know I have. In fact, it's been 3 years or more, but the last 3 years, it's been real intense. And there was a reason is that it wasn't like God was causing bad things to happen to anyone. He was removing the things from your soul so that he could dwell deeper in you, the power and presence deeper in your soul would be your mind, your will, your emotions, your wounds, things like that. I've walked through 3 years of massive healing. The threshing floor is where the Lord, it's not always fun, but it produces character so that we can walk in the Lord's presence everywhere we go. During the past 3 years, the enemy has tried to make you think you messed up, that you missed it. Not true. This is the time of the Lord. We're going to see. That's why there's an accelerated healing from heaven being released over the next 90 days to get you off the threshing floor, to get you off of the battlefield. If you've been a slain on the battlefield, to get you out of this time of prison, it may even seem like a house arrest, because the next 3 months is going to be a time of changes, radical changes in the Lord. And Isaiah 33 verse 6, he will be a sure foundation for your time, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. And the fear of the Lord is coming right now. These are two verses that Isaiah 33:6 and Luke 16:11 about finances. I want to release this word over you. So in Luke 16:11, he who has been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, if you have not, okay, let me just say this again. Let me try again, cut. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, Jesus said, how can you handle true riches? This is what's going on right now. Did you know that the true riches are actually his glory? It's wisdom, but it's also riches from heaven. So right now he's healing us so that he can dwell in his greater, first of all. Secondly, so we can trust you with the financial blessing that's coming your way. And write these verses down, Isaiah 33:6, Luke 16:11. Begin to pray those in, because we are in a time right now of repayment. And I want to help you understand the times and seasons that we're in right now. Ecclesiastes 3:1, but there is a season, a time for everything under heaven. In verse 6, says a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to throw away. Well, wow, that sounds like that one of the reality shows called Hoarders. Have you watched Hoarders? It's like people who hoard stuff. That they must have been in, you know, like claiming Ecclesiastes 3:6, a time to keep at a time. But this is the time right now that the Lord's going to go through your closet and he's going to clean it out. He's going to clean out the things that don't belong for this new season. It doesn't mean the bad things, you know, some of them just might not fit, or it could be something that's from an old season. And the prophetic word I release for 2019, as you go into the new year, you can't bring this stuff from the old. And I had an encounter at Yom Kippur that the doorway, it was this wide to walk into the new year. And I knew that we had to move our stuff. So here we go. We're in a new season right now, and timing is really important. It's important to hear the Lord. And we've experienced prophetic shipwrecks. The Lord says he's healing prophetic shipwrecks where people have heard the voice of the Lord, maybe responded out of his time, maybe something, I don't know, maybe someone else said something or did something wrong. But this is a time to get healed of prophetic shipwrecks where you've misunderstood or misinterpreted, or maybe did not catch the timing of the Lord. God's bringing healing to that. Don't kick out the baby with the bathwater. Don't be mad at God. Don't be mad at the prophetic. There's no shortage of prophecy these days. You know, I remember when there was a time there was, but I believe that. Yeah, you know, I saw this vision of the church. It was the body of Christ. It was bloated. He had no little tiny legs, couldn't walk. And the Lord said, "This is many of my people have too many prophetic words that they have not actually applied them or activated them." That's why I do activation. I wrote a book called "God Spoke Now What: How to Activate Your Prophetic Word, How to Do Something Towards It." So, oh my goodness, I saw this. We're bloated, right? Maybe we need a reality show called Bloaters that would go with Hoarders. Those are the people who have too many prophetic words. That's a joke living here in Hollywood for those who are comedically impaired. I've actually been, sometimes you get too much prophetic words. I might even be the cause of it. I release so much prophetic. You know why? Because I'm trying to break the spirit of hope deferred. And I release powerful, positive words, because I went on strike years ago and said, "Lord, I want times, I want dates, I want seasons." Suddenly I'm able to to release the daily words with accuracy. And I tell you, right now, God wants you to press into Him. We need the most of all, the thing that we need most, more than anything else, is the Spirit of wisdom. And that is what's coming right now. The Spirit of wisdom. When I said that the gold mine is coming, the gold mine is coming because the Spirit of wisdom is coming. And the heavens are now going to open. Once you get this open, once you start understanding it, it will never close. It's the Psalm 24/7 gate that once it opens 24/7, it will not close. And I saw that there's some people who, that need a prophetic word. Many people do, but some people just need to apply one of your old ones. And that's why that Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, could set in. But a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. So what I'm doing right now, I want to tell you, if you are suffering from hope deferred, that means that you had hope, but it never took place. It got delayed, whatever. Then I want you to begin to take communion with me. I do this every day. Take communion, begin to pray and decree Proverbs 13:12, not hope deferred, that makes your heart sick, but begin to pray and prophesy. A longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Thank you, God, for what you're doing right now. You're going to bring longings fulfilled. You're going to bring those things that have been held back and ask the Lord for a strategy to break this condition that's been trying to hold people back, these broken hopes. And God's going to call you right now. He's calling you to renew your thinking. As I'm releasing this, you're going to receive something in the spiritual realm. Receiving our, renewing our mind actually is not just avoiding thinking bad things. It's focusing on the goodness of God until God's kingdom becomes your reality. It's focusing. If you focus on the enemy, that's all you're going to see. If you focus on negativity, that's all you're going to see. If you focus on the goodness of God and all of His attributes, I tell you, that's all you will start seeing. I used to see demons all the time. And I started focusing on the goodness of the Lord. I can still see demons, but I see more of the goodness of the Lord than I do anything. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. I want to get this out there for you, to get it in your spirit, because there is something about the spirit of this world that's going on right now. You got to rise above. You need to break out of. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you'll be able to approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You want to know the God's will for your life, then begin to transform out of the thinking or the ways of the world. It's important to change ourselves and come aligned. What's the pattern of the world right now? Grumbling over blessing, revenge over forgiveness, no tolerance over grace. My goodness, these all are anti-Bible. These are anti-Jesus. Grumbling over blessing. Jesus said, bless those who curse you. Forgive those who have wronged you. Revenge over forgiveness. No tolerance. There's no tolerance. You know, one strike, you're out. If you messed up now and you get caught on video or something, you lose your job, your career, and everything. I tell you, that is not the Lord. We need to break that pattern right now and release. Grace needs to come back. Blessing over revenge. Forgiveness over revenge. Blessing over this cursing that's going on. So we need to also stop looking at what's wrong with people and begin to find favor with the Lord. Find favor. Proverbs 11:27 in the New Living says, if you search for good, you will find favor. But if you search for evil, it will find you. Just say it. It's this principle that what you look for or what you look at or focus on actually becomes a reality. You ever buy a new car? A certain color car, and you see it everywhere. It's the same thing. Don't look at evil all the time. Don't look what's wrong. Begin to focus on what's right. In other words, God is going to turn things around for you right now. And you're going to start, as you start searching for good, that's when I started releasing my daily prophetic words. I started searching for good in people. It's how Jesus did it. If you just read John 1, 47, his encounter there with Nathaniel, he said, there's a man who's a true Israelite, one in whom there's nothing false. And he said he found something good. He called him honest. John chapter 4 with the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. He said, go and call your husband. And she goes, I don't have one. He goes, you're right. You've had five husbands and the man you're now with is not your husband. And he said, what you said is quite true. My goodness, Jesus, he called it. There he goes again. He called it. He just found the good and he did not focus on the bad. He let her know that, but he also did something else. He called her honest and he called, I want to call you out right now that there's some good in you. There's things that the Lord is going to do. And right now, if we want to get healed of this, it's going to require us to start changing the way we think and see things. This is why I started the Daily Prophetic Word 8 years ago. It was to change my own heart because I call it the ministry of the opposites. So if you have anything you need to change or you need to transform right now, make a list of the negative things in your life. And next to each one, write the opposite. If you have poverty, you know, if you have debt, the opposite is what? Money, blessings. If you have sickness, the opposite is full health. If you have depression, the opposite is a clear mind. I had to do this because I had back 7 years ago, I had these very things. I had debt. I had sickness. I had depression. I had these things in my life and I called forth. I tell you, I called forth. I found Bible verses to back these things up. And I'm standing here now, debt-free. I'm standing here with no sickness and a clear mind, no depression. And I want to release this to you. This is going to happen for you. It took me 7 years to figure out. It's going to happen to you in the next 30 to 60 to 90 days. And I tell you, it's going to be fun. God is using these things, and he's going to use this. And really, what he's done recently is he's brought you in through this time of the threshing for. We've come into this time where it has, we've come into a time where God is going to release things. He's brought us into those difficult times because he wants to renew us. And he wants these things. Now the enemy is trying to make you think that you messed up. He's trying to make you think that you know that you missed it. He's trying to make you think that God's bringing all these storms. It's not true. God is love. God is with you. God is for you. And I want to encourage you to stay focused on the Lord. Find the good things. Here's what I want to show you. Even this week I had to do this. We are in a time right now very similar to David. King David, before he was king, in 1 Samuel 30, David, he had a lot of prophetic promises. He was bloated with the prophecy. And actually, you know, he was anointed by the prophet Samuel to be the next king over King Saul. But for 10 years, Saul was trying to kill him. You ever feel that way? Like you have Sauls in your life that are trying to take you out, but you have the promise of the Lord. But here's what we have to do. We have to step out of that and not fall into the spirit of judgment. David never judged or tried to hurt or anything with Saul. He could have killed him, and he didn't. And he believed the Lord, and he waited, and then suddenly there was something that happened. Things began to shift, something new. The opposite started to happen. David's breakthrough happened when 1 Samuel chapter 30, it came when he had lost it all. And in that chapter, I believe it was the Amalekites came and stole everything and burned their town and stole it and robbed everything. They'd been out to battle already. They were tired and they didn't have enough men to go fight. But here's what happened. This is what's going on right now is there's a 5-step recovery process. And I had to do this just in the last 2 weeks. It's a process that David did. First of all, read 1 Samuel 30 and watch what David does. He breaks off discouragement. The first thing he does, it says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Then he inquired of the Lord. He got a strategy and he went and he activated it, pursued it, and he recovered everything in the process. But you can't just ask God, you know, all of a sudden go out and ask God for the strategy. You have to walk through this. This past week, I was discouraged. I wasn't depressed, but ever since that Amy Simple McPherson angel encounter last month, I've had pretty heavy duty warfare, and I'm not giving into it. I don't even think about it, but that's where I was laying on the couch thinking, oh Lord, I need some encouragement. He said, well, get up. He says, do the David process, get up and encourage yourself. He goes, you got enough in you. You've got my word. You got my Holy Spirit. You've got his promises. So I jumped up off the couch. I began to encourage myself in the Lord. And I was just saying, Lord, thank you that we live in a time right now where many people, the prophets, long to see this time. We live in a time right now where we're connected all over the world with the internet. We have access to things that we can study your word. We can reach people right now. I've been a stay-at-home prophet in the midst of an illness that I've now healed of. But thank you, Lord, that we're in a time where you, the Lord, can come and move. I begin to encourage myself in him. Lord, you've healed me of Huntington's disease. You've healed me of Lyme disease, chemical sensitivity. You blessed me to do these things. And I tell you right now, you need to get up, break off discouragement, and encourage yourself in the Lord. Then, as you begin to do that, it says that he inquired of the Lord. You step in and inquire what you... In other words, you don't step into a battle without faith. You get your faith up. It was like if you're going to go get healed, you want to get your faith up. You get and for it. And so right now, I'm telling you, God's about to release a strategy from heaven. He's going to activate things in your life. And if you want to get ready to receive from the Lord, get ready for an accelerated healing over the next 3 months. Get ready for the heavens to open, and it's ripe for miracles right now. I want to activate this over you. Lord, I thank you that we're in a time right now of 1 Samuel 30. Like David went from running from Saul to ruling. But he didn't do that automatically. He had to press in and battle. I'm telling you, this next 90 days, you're going to walk through some times. It's going to be nothing compared to what you've walked through before, but you're going to get a breakthrough. The Lord's going to encourage you. You're going to see things happen. I ask now for that strategy, Lord, to be able to break off discouragement. That's why this next 90 days, he's breaking off hopelessness. He break off those things. And then, Lord, release encouragement that we can encourage ourselves in you. I pray right now that as we inquire of you, that you would speak to us in ways that we haven't heard before. I pray that we'd get a recovery strategy like David, and we would activate it and step out and see things happen. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so excited. Wow. I'm so excited. DougAddison.com is my website, and you can follow me on social media, Doug, in Facebook, The Doug Addison, or Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison, and of course, the Daily Prophetic, hashtag Daily Prophetic. Tell you, we're doing something right now, and we're doing a special training. It is so powerful. It goes right in, I believe, with what God's doing now. It's on April 20th. It's called 7 Remedies for Spiritual Identity Theft. Maybe you've been victimized by it. I don't know anybody that hasn't in some way, shape, or form. But what happened to me is Christmas morning several years ago, I woke up and I woke up from a prophetic dream, and then the Lord spoke the words spiritual identity theft. And it was a prophetic sign. He said, the things you're seeing right now with all this identity theft going on, all these things happening, it's a prophetic sign for something happening spiritually. And he gave me a strategy, 7 plans of the enemy, but better yet, 7 remedies from God. And so I'm going to be doing a special training on this on April 20th. And you can sign up right now. There's a link below, DougAddison.com/identity. Or go to my website. But we're going to be offering an early registration if you do it right away. Also, I just released my latest book called Hearing God Every Day, Understanding the Supernatural Ways of God, the ways that God speaks to us. You can get it on my website or Amazon. I believe Barnes & Noble also carries it. I'm excited about that book, getting some good feedback. Download my free app if you have a smartphone, an iPhone, or Android. You can get the Daily Prophetic. You can get my videos and different things. Just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store as well. Hey, you want to work for us? We're a virtual ministry. We have an office in Santa Maria, which I only go to once a year. But 90% of our team actually is all over the United States, and then one in Canada. And so we have a couple of job openings right now. That these are the work at home jobs that you got to pray over them and see if it's what you feel called to do or God's calling you. Look at DougAddison.com/jobs. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to do just a couple of questions that have been brought in to us through our team. And all right. First one from Anonymous. This is, what's the difference between the winds of change, Angel, and the wind of change? Well, I didn't study it thoroughly, but I do remember Bob Jones and Paul Keith Davis talking a lot about the winds of change. And winds of change, also, I think Rick Joyner had released some things early on. The winds of change comes around and is really powerful in revival. And the winds of change is an angel. It's a powerful angel that's different than the wind of change that I saw that comes like once a year and brings the things that I'm explaining here. If you want to know, just Google do an internet search on the word wind of change, not winds, and my name, and you'll see the articles that I've done. I've done this over and over since 2012. You'll see a lot of stuff that I've released on it, so it'll help you explain that. All right. Well, Deanna says, how will I know what's in my book of life if I don't have the seer gift? Well, this year, my prophetic word was that your book of life is going to open. And I did a lot of training and did some mentoring groups, and it was great. Thanks to everyone who participated in that. But your book of life is Psalm 139:16. We all have a book of life. Everything is written for us. You also see that the Lamb's book of life in the book of Revelation. You'll see the books throughout the Bible. They're spiritual. You don't have to see it. I don't literally see. I see in the spirit. If you don't have the seer gift, you receive it by faith. Deanna, I want people to understand this, that your book of life is opening right now. This is the year that your book of life is opening with your greater purposes, and you don't have to see it. You can ask the Lord to speak to you, and He will. It'll come through dreams. It'll come through someone telling you something, or maybe you'll turn on a TV show or hear a song. Or, you know, in other words, God will start speaking to you in the ways that you can hear Him. Come through the Bible. Ask Him to do that. Ask Him to open up your book of life for you. And then listen to my January Spirit Connection webcast, in case you haven't done that. And I talk about it more there. You don't have to see to know what's in the book, because God is the one who has everything in it for you. Gail has this. Is there an appointed time for my breakthrough? I'm thinking about the Bible verses that said that the word of the Lord tried Joseph until the appointed time. Now that's Genesis chapter 40, 41, right in there. Joseph had a great, great calling. And his calling was he was going to come on the scene at the right time, and he was going to interpret dreams, the dreams of Pharaoh, and it was going to shift everything and also get the plan of the Lord. And so because his calling was high, 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 he had to be put in prison for, you know, he was at a time, that before his breakthrough. Now, you might not have that, Gail, but the higher the callings, quite often we do go through times of testing. And so your question is there an appointed time for your breakthrough? Of course, yes, there is, but you can make it faster or slower. In fact, my breakthrough could have come way sooner. My 7-year breakthrough could have come way sooner had I understood that I needed to get these things healed in my heart sooner. God would. In fact, I remember 3 years, a couple years into this, He visited me. The Lord visited me, tried to work me, you know, tried to give me some understanding. And it was just a hard, difficult time. So yes, there is an appointed time for your breakthrough. And so I would ask the Lord to show you what it is. There's nothing set in stone. Believe me, God is the God of second chances, third. Remember, Jesus said, how many times do you forgive someone? Seven times, 77, a bunch. So ask the Lord to show you that. Kelly asks, how do I know if I'm making a decision out of time or in false timing? Good question, Kelly. You know, it requires the ability to understand and hear the voice of God. And you need to understand that. And understanding God's voice and His timing will help you to be able to walk through these things. So here's the first thing before I forget, I have a free webinar on this. You can take it right now in case you guys have it, or maybe you signed up, never took it. It's important. It's called How to Know If It's God or Me. And just go to DougAddison.com/how to know. It is absolutely free. It's a 45-minute online webinar. It'll walk you through the things of hearing God and how to know, you know, if it's God, yourself, or the enemy. And it's so important. So to answer your question, Kelly, and other people who wonder about this, how do I know if my decision is out of out of time or false timing? Well, you really won't until you try. First of all, break off fear of not making any decisions. Some people fear this question so much that they make no decisions at all because they're afraid of making a mistake. My goodness, no wonder we're not growing in the kingdom if no one is making any decisions on what to do next. And so this is a time I really want you to understand. This is a time that God is calling us to get out there. I don't want you to get out there too soon, but there's sometimes, you know, if it's not a major decision, you know, like a move or a new job, something, those major decisions require more. But if you're just making decisions, what I recommend is ask God to show you what the decisions are right now that you need to make, and just begin to start small and ask for confirmation. He will give it to you. He will speak in all kinds of different ways, and God will give you confirmation for it. Stephanie asks, I have a hard time discerning between an area God is blessing me and the path God wants for me to follow. And how can I determine God's will for my life when I have several good choices? Well, that's good, because the prophetic word for this month is to not think with your natural mind. Begin to pray in the Spirit. Begin to do things that will stoke the fire of the Holy Spirit within you. Stephanie, there's some things that you want to do. It takes time. Again, if you haven't taken that webinar I just talked about how to know, go take that, because it goes through these things right there, and it takes practice. And what I recommend is going back to last time you heard God speak or answered a prayer and study how it came to you, because that's how you're going to know the difference between God's voice and the voices of yourself and the enemy. It can be done. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now. And if you learn to do the smaller things, then the bigger things will take care of themselves or be easier. And I believe God is doing something new in people right now, but it takes practice. Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. We have stopped using the prophetic gifts in general. And so because we did that, we stopped understanding the difference between good and evil. One of the biggest fears people have today is the fear of being deceived. Well, that's because they haven't understood Hebrews 5:14. They haven't practiced. They haven't, you know, taken a webinar. They haven't begun to ask the Lord, get some verses and decree those verses over yourself. I tell you, the clarity will come as you do that. As you step up, the clarity is going to come to you. And I'm not saying it's easy or anything, but it's not hard. It's not rocket science either. And all you have to do is start to fine tune some things, and the Lord will open up for you. Here's one from Dusty. I've been told that my purpose and destiny hasn't been revealed or opened yet. How long do I have to wait to reveal my purpose? Well, it depends on the Lord. It depends on you. You could delay the opening by not caring about it, but it sounds like you want to know what it is. So there's clues right now. God's leaving you clues already. And you can actually ask him anytime. You can get an early delivery of the prophetic words over your life. I say this is what happened to me years ago, is I wanted to get there quick. You know, I didn't want to wait. So I asked the Lord, I said, could I move into maturity more quickly? And he said, well, there are some things that you're going to need to learn. You know, there's lessons that you have to learn, but you can learn them quick. Why not learn lessons quick, and then you can accelerate into your life's purpose faster than anything you could ever dreamed, or find someone doing what you feel called to do and begin to study. You don't have to sit there and wait, you know, like you're chained or anything like that. You could actually do things while you're waiting, and that's what I did. I knew God was calling me to understand dreams and to reach out to other people, so I took some courses on dreams through Streams Ministries and John Paul Jackson. I knew some things. I knew that he was calling me into a computer business way years ago. So I learned. I hung out with a guy who had a computer business. Went, you know, did some, volunteered my work. I knew God was calling me into media. So I went and volunteered with a guy who had a wedding video ministry. He had a business, and I just hung out with him and I learned. You see, there's things you can do right now. There's books you can read about it. You know, God's already been speaking to all of us about our destiny, but many times we may not understand it or we may not know what it is. But I tell you, if you look at Romans 12:2, that's your life purpose. I read it earlier, is that he's going to reveal it to you if you begin to ask him to do it and to no longer conform to the ways of the world. And you need to transform your thinking. And that's the prophetic word over this month, is to be able to transform your thinking and ask the Lord, begin to speak and pray in the Spirit and begin to sing over yourself, because God is doing something new right now. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Then you will be able to test his and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And Dusty, that's what you and many people are talking about. What's God's will for my life? Well, first of all, his will, greater than anything else, his will is that you know him better. And that's in, read and begin to pray, Ephesians 1:17. Paul says, I pray that you have the gift of wisdom and understanding so that you may know him better. That's what you want. Begin to ask the Lord to open up to you. And you become closer and closer to Jesus than the understanding of what you're called to will become clearer and clearer without any worries. You won't have anything to worry about. Not that all your problems will be taken care of, but I'm saying the closer you get to the Lord, the more he speaks to you and the more you understand his heart, the better you'll be able to handle it. So right now, many of you feel called to do something. So my advice is to activate that in some way. Just begin to pray. Find some Bible verses that back it up. Take communion each day if you need your breakthrough, whether it's to get healed, whether this is for finances, doesn't matter. This works. It's the, what I call the breakthrough strategy. It's how I got it. I found some Bible verses that backed up things. So every time you see one, you can actually Google it. If you need a financial breakthrough or healing, just Google Bible verses for financial breakthrough. You'll find tons. That's why I said, thank you, God, for the internet. All of our research is done for us. But what you do is begin to take communion each day. You begin to speak the things that are in the Bible over what your calling is and begin to prophesy those things into place. And faith, according to Hebrews 11, says faith is being sure of the things that are not seen. Even though you don't see it yet, begin to prophesy those things and call it into your life. And especially if you line it up with God's word, because this is like a legal document this works to be able to back up and support anything that God's called you to or you need in your life. I didn't understand this fully till later in my life. But I tell you now, God's doing something new. He's opening the heavens over you. So Lord, I pray right now for everybody who needs a breakthrough. I pray for the next 90 days. What we're doing now is going to shift everything, because in the next 90 days, not limited to that, the next 3 months, you're going to be healing the brokenness, the broken hearts, broken dreams, the hopelessness and the hope deferred, depression, suicide. All this stuff is now going to be start to melt away. I tell you, the Lord is releasing things right now. I'm already hearing people getting healed. And I ask now, Lord, release this. I release this prophetic word right now. What I've spoken here for this month, it's not limited to time. You're listening to it later through the internet. Receive it by faith. But also, I release this, that there's breakthroughs, that people are about to come out of the prison. You're about to come out of the prisons, and you're going to turn around and help others. I don't necessarily mean a literal, might be, but I'm not talking about a literal prison. I'm talking about God's going to release you out of the prison of hopelessness. He's going to bring you into a time, into that time where you actually know what it is and what you're called to. I began years ago, I began to decree Psalm 61, and every day it's the same. As it's very similar to Luke 4:21, I think 4:18 is, yeah, it's 4:18. Jesus declared his calling, his book of life. And the Lord spoke to me years ago, and I decree, I pray it every single day. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So I'm going to pray it over you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, because he's anointed you to preach the good news to the poor. He's called you to bind up the brokenhearted, bring recovery of sight to the blind, heal the depressed, and set free those held in captivity, and declare the year of the Lord's favor in Jesus' name. God's calling you to this. And if you don't have, you don't know what your destiny is, I want you to take Isaiah 61 and begin to pray this over you. You don't have to preach. You know, you don't have to stand out on the street corner or do anything like that. You don't have to be a minister in a pulpit, but you could actually do things. What I recommend is you learn to love and learn, I've got some courses on, different things about how to do this without being weird. That's what God's looking for right now. Is I might look weird to the church interpreting tattoos and, the dream interpreter and doing outreaches on Venice Beach. I look weird to the church, but I want to tell you, I don't look weird to the people. I don't look weird to people who are struggling, who need a breakthrough, who are in the prisons of hopelessness. In fact, it's the breath of fresh air that people want and need right now. This is a time. God is doing something new. I want to release this over you right now. I want to break that spiritual identity theft. I want to release the seven strategies over you, but I can't teach them right now, but I can just release. Lord, I pray for those who are suffering from identity theft. They don't know who they are. They have never understood these things. No one's ever told them. Right now, Lord, I release this prophetic word that's life. The Lord said this. I heard him say, be careful of your words over the next couple months. Be careful that you're not prophesying against yourself or other people and go on a negative thought and talk fast. I tell you, it will turn things around, especially in the time we're in right now. God is in the business right now of redemption. I pray for the next 90 days and beyond that there would be the open heavens. I pray for the healing of hope deferred, broken dreams, lost hopes, the suicide and hopelessness be broken by the power and blood of Jesus. I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. DougAddison.com is my website. Remember, sign up for the 7 remedies to spiritual identity theft. Consider donating. We don't ask for any money, but if you feel called and God speaks to you through this and we bless you, then DougAddison.com/give. There's a bunch of ways you can give by text or online. and it helps us to reach out to the entire world with the message of God's love and power. All right, I'm so excited for what he's doing, and long to see these things happen in your life.